This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you, NBA playoffs and family converging on multiple screens with Stephen Curry watching his brother Seth along with his dad Dell and other family members as virtual fans Sunday during an NBA playoffs thriller that was evocative of a certain unforgettable moment in OKC several years back. And 30, also our percentage of savings for a site-wide sale at the online Warrior Shop, as we'll have a code to share in just a bit. But we start with this.
Kawhi Leonard is on Doncic at the top of the circle. And here we go. Finney Smith slaps it. Looking, Curry toward the corner. Trying to get it to Luka. They do, but way outside. Jackson switches on to him. Can he get it away in time on the step back? He does! He hits! And the Mavericks have won the game! Luka Doncic with a 30-footer to win it at the horn! And the series is tied at two games apiece!
How apropos is that for the game that Luka had to hit the game winner?
That Chuck Cooperstein and Brad Davis on the Mavericks Radio Network as we now go back to the second quarter during the ABC telecast with Mike Breen, Mark Jackson, and Jeff Van Gundy as Steph was in the spotlight.
And look who else is there. The other Curry brother from the NBA.
He doesn't get to sit next to his wife on the virtual screen.
This guy has changed his hairstyle more than anybody I've ever met in my life.
You know what that may be a sign of? He may be losing it. Because that's what I did. Like, you're trying to do the comb over, you're trying to do everything.
Talk about a legend, though.
Changed the game.
Absolutely.
That shooting, particularly off the dribble. You know what else, though, I think, and it goes in line with Steve Nash and all that, is you can be great, all-time great, and humble.
You can finish your
technical
thought.
Foul.
You got Steph sitting at home waiting for you to finish the compliment, man. What are you doing?
No, he just changed his hair again. You can be an all-time great and be humble and be kind.
Absolutely.
Jamichael Green, by the way, with the technical foul. And there's Del Curry. Talk about great shooters. I remember for years, you know, people always say to me, so who got the best shooting stroke in the NBA? For years, it was Del Curry.
Flash forward to the ABC call of the Doncic game winner, and we heard this from Mike Breen.
Finney Smith to inbound. Back to Doncic. Doncic pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Doncic wins the game at the buzzer!
Sounding a lot like the Warriors game winner in OKC that Steph delivered in 2016.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining!
And to bring in a Warrior sound feature from the past, we had talked with Mike Breen about that unforgettable call. New York Knicks broadcaster Mike Breen is known for his exceptional work on the mic, chronicling memorable moments, and is also heard on national NBA broadcasts for ESPN ABC telecasts with a particular unforgettable trademark.
The bang call is amazing, and we got a double bang in Oklahoma City when Stephen Curry hit the game winner against the Thunder.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry!
What would it take to get a triple bang in a game?
I don't know what it would take to get the double. It just came out. The situation was so unique. They were playing so well. Everybody was talking about him. He was playing on a level that we've seen very rarely in the history of the game. And to see that come back in that atmosphere on the road, it wasn't anything I planned. It just came out. The triple one might be difficult, but with the talent that's on the court on a nightly basis in the NBA, I wouldn't be surprised if somehow I just started freaking out and threw out three of them.
Now, other versions of that moment, starting with Tim Roy on the Warriors Radio Network.
There's 5 seconds to go. Curry with four. Curry with three. Takes a three for the win. He got it! 6.6 to go. Still time. Curry casually just crossed half court, and he knocked down his 12th three of the night. It's a new franchise record. Warriors 121, Oklahoma City 118.
We also have some announcers from around the world as we bring in the French, Korean, and Italian broadcasts in that order.
Et ils vont jouer le shoot de la victoire pour Curry. Il est loin. Il est dedans. Il est dedans.
C'est pas vrai. Mais comment mener ce mec-là? Il faut l'enfermer. C'est pas possible.
Steph Curry, l'impossible devient possible, devient banal tout simplement.
Basso contratto da Golden State. Come prima Kerr non fischia e non chiede il timeout. Kerr! No! Che questo! No, 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 no! Sei decimi!
Speaking of 30, we now head to the Warriors shop, found online at shop.warriors.com. There are various offers on the site, and we've got one for you here on Warrior Sound. 30% off items site-wide using the promo code SOUND at checkout. Shop.warriors.com and the promo code SOUND, getting you an exclusive deal for Warrior Sound listeners. Now, before more playoffs talk and some sweeps, we bring in a Warriors remix segment that premiered on the broadcast home of the Warriors Radio Network, 95.7 The Game. For this Warriors remix, we take you back to March 23rd, 2006 in Dallas, as the upstart Warriors were down 2 to the Mavericks at the American Airlines Center, and Jason Terry was setting up for a free throw that would have put Dallas up by 3, but it didn't fall, leading to a fantastic finish featuring Warriors fan favorite Jason Richardson and an impassioned call from Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy.
Free throws in and out, rebound. Richardson takes it across half court. Jason on the go, spins, fires a 3. Good! At the horn, rack it up, taking it home. Richardson 122-121. Warriors with the victory. Can you believe that?
That game winner would give Jay Rich 40 points on the night while spoiling a 51-point effort from the Mavs' Dirk Nowitzki. With this Warriors remix, I'm Lawrence Scott. The Toronto Raptors moving on into the Eastern Conference semifinals, finishing a sweep of the Nets on Sunday, and they will face the Boston Celtics, who eliminated the Sixers, also in a sweep, as we wrap things up with a listen into the Inside the NBA crew on the set at TNT as they break down Philly's exit.
Well, you've said, hey, don't use Ben Simmons as an excuse, but it is a fact he wasn't there for that series. How does that weigh into how you assess where this team is?
Two things, quotes come out of it that shocks me today. When Josh Richardson said, we have no accountability, we need more accountability, that stings a little bit if I'm on that team. But the one thing that Joel Embiid said that I don't like at all, he was quoted about Brett Brown. And Brett Brown's a great guy. We all know that. He says, "No, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I want him to know he's my friend." Hey, your coach ain't supposed to be your friend. He's supposed to be your coach. That's one of the reasons we got so many crappy parents out here. They want to be friends with their kids. My job ain't to be your friend. My job is to get you ready for the world. And they need accountability, and they're not getting it. They got three players who are making $30 million going forward for 3 more years. They got to ask themselves, are we going to be in the same boat next year? They haven't gotten better as a team. You know, we still don't know if Ben Simmons is going to shoot the ball. We keep saying the same thing every year. Yo, man, to be a great player, you got to shoot the ball. You ain't got to be Steph Curry, but you got to shoot the ball.
More playoffs talk from Inside the Bubble coming soon. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.
Has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!